Yeah, we've moved on from it very quickly. Oisin, as I said before, we're in on basically Wednesday and Thursday to try and prepare for Bowes, which is a more difficult ask again. So, yeah, while we enjoy the night, it's gone. We've moved on, and we need to get ourselves right for tomorrow. Like.
You have, of course, beaten Bowes at Dalymount Park previously. Ole, it can be a difficult place to go, but having beat them, Max, in the last two occasions, I'm sure it's a tie that you think you can get the full 3 points out of.
I'm not quite sure of that. We have beaten Bowes and Dalymount last year. I think it's the first time in 25 years. So that's really the stats behind it. Bowes finished third 2 years ago, second last year. They have huge expectation to go and win it. And you know, they still, while they've lost points, they're a serious, serious outfit. I mean, the last couple of games, whether I'm not sure were you keeping an eye on them, they were 1-0 up against Derry. And had they got a second goal, they'd have won comfortably. They were 1-0 up in Drada. They were totally on top, couldn't get the second goal, and ended up getting punished at the end. And, you know, as Paul Hegarty, we both agree that they're going to do damage to somebody very, very soon, and we just hope it isn't us.
Is it the sort of tie, Ollie, given that you're on the road, you don't want to go 1-0 down, like what happened the last day against Derry?
Well, look, we turned it around. It's not so much the one, the downside of it is, you know, Bowes were 1-0 up in their last two games and totally on top and didn't get a second. Had they got a second, or if it was to happen on Saturday, it could be long, long even for us. They've got serious quality. We know all about it. Like, yeah, you know, you're going back to the fact that we bet them in Dalymount last year, but there might have been 20 times before up there where we didn't beat them. It's a difficult place. They lose very few games up there, although they did lose to Derry in the last minute. You know, they're in a false position in the league. Just, we hope we're not getting them at a good time for them, on the basis that they will do damage to some team when things go their way. We just hope that isn't tomorrow, yeah. Really.
You mentioned that Bowes would expect to get something out of a game like this. But the other side of that is there an expectancy now, Ollie, that the likes of Harps can get more out of games, particularly on the road when they're away from home?
Time will tell. We certainly have a bigger squad to pick from than we had in the three games a week. Probably or shouldn't affect us as it might have done in years gone by, because of basically the bigger number of maybe equal quality players that we have available. And that's probably the biggest area that we've improved in, whatever about anything else. But to get a result in Dalymount for us, you know, is one in a blue moon, as it happened last year. But there was 25 years before it. I might be wrong with the figures, but very, very near that, where we couldn't get anything out of it. So, you know, we know how difficult tomorrow will be. And if Bowes hit form, it'll be and could be a long, long night. But we've got to be prepared ourselves to see where we get to.
Yeah. Is Dave Webster going to make it for tomorrow night?
We'll see. He was with us last night, although he didn't train. It's certainly, if there was a midweek game next week, we wouldn't be chancing him. The fact that there isn't a midweek game, we need, you know, we've a lot of thinking to do between now and tomorrow even at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, you mentioned the squad there. It's bigger than what you've had previously. So are we expecting changes then tomorrow night?
There'll be a number of changes, yeah. Simply to freshen it up, and, you know, with lads that are struggling with knocks. There are lads that have been out and are still out for tomorrow night, you know, and maybe the panel isn't as big as what it could be, but it's still, you know, safety in numbers there that probably we didn't have in years gone by. And, you know, I think Monday night, that the points that we got there might be a testimony to the bigger squad that we had, more so than anything, and we're hoping that it'll, you know, see us through and get us a few points on the board over the season.
All right, thanks for talking to us, Ollie. Good luck at the weekend.
Thanks, Oisin. Take care. Bye-bye.